All right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's After Image from Grace Under Pressure. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, 91.5 Medford. What did I say just there? WMFO. And so Neil Peart passed away. So what we usually do is when somebody of note passes, we have a show devoted to them. That's what's happening here tonight. We've been playing Rush all night long. I've been finding all kinds of curious seeds in this vinyl that I dug out of the library, like 35-year-old seeds. My interns have been rolling them up, so I'm telling them, stop, that's not cool. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. So before that, we had YYZ from Exit Stage Left. Absolutely incredible Neil Peart solo there. I should have saved that for the last track of the night. Usually I like to have the best one for last, and I had forgotten about that epic solo, just like multiple percussion sources. There's like a cowbell and some congas in there. Just like it was, you know, it's like the band or the ultimate power trio, but I think like there's a lot that they've learned from jazz. I really think that everybody gets a solo. And we heard that in some of the longer, progressive tracks, like even in the earlier one, Lovely Estragnato. So that's my thought. Free Will before that from Permanent Waves, and Subdivisions from Signal started things off. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Okay, so up next, so in the 90s, they had this record, Roll the Bones. So it was, you know, it got lost because it was sort of wasn't their time. I think that they made some changes and they did what they could, and we're going to hear that now. The title track, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Takes nothing. We draw our own designs. Fortune has to make that rain. We go out in the world and take our chances. Fate is just the weight of circumstances. That's the way that Lady Luck dances. Relax, get busy with the facts. No
out there and rock and roll the boat. We'll be right back.
different in his sexuality. I went to his parties as a straight minority. It never seemed a threat to my masculinity. He only introduced me to a wider reality. As the years went by, we drifted apart. When I heard that he was gone, I felt the shadow cross my heart. But he's nobody's hero. Save the drowning child. Cure the wasting disease. Hero. Life's a crippled airplane. Solves great mysteries. Hero. Not the handsome actor. Carry on, tried to bear the agony, tried to hold some faith in the goodness of humanity. As the years went by, we drifted apart. When I heard that she was gone, I felt the shadow cross my heart. But she's nobody's hero. In the eye.
clouds prepare for battle. In the dark and brooding silence, bruised and sullen storm clouds have the light of day obscured, looming low and ominous in twilight premature. We'll be right back.
So that's Jacob's Ladder from Permanent Waves, Thousand Points of Light, WMFO. And prior to that, it was Nobody's Hero from the Counterparts record, 1993. So a couple from the 90s here. And Limelight, obviously not from the 90s, from the Moving Pictures record. I played that from the original vinyl, I'll have you know. If you couldn't tell, the original crackle and hiss of the original vinyl. Roll the Bones started off that set from the album of the same name. There was rapping in that song. Who knew that Rush would try to include or incorporate some rapping? Probably not a high watermark for them. It reminded me of that time that Tom Jones put a record out with some rapping in it. It's from that record, The Lead and How to Swing It. And I haven't played that record in a really long time on the show. I think there's that one track. I think Trevor Horn did some producing on that, and I don't know. What was that song? It was... I'll think of it later. I don't know. But we're talking about Rush, not about Tom Jones. Let's stay on message here. Neil Peart has passed from brain cancer, and he had been sick and battling it for a while, and he finally succumbed this past week, and so we need to pay homage to him. He is just a phenomenal drummer, one of the legends of the rock genre. And there's some prog rock stuff as well, which is not something does not go over well here in 1,000 Points of Light, but in deference to Neil Peart, we're going to play from 2112. This one is going to be A Passage to Bangkok. Not the big overture that's like 20 minutes. I don't have the time or the inclination, quite frankly. But Passage to Bangkok, we'll hear that from 2112 right now. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Jamaica.
All right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's Show Don't Tell from Presto, 1989's Presto. And prior to that, so we heard most of that other stuff, the Xanadu, the track from Exit Stage Left. This has been the show devoted to Neil Peart, one of the great drummers of all time, who passed away last week from brain cancer, and we wanted to pay a little homage to him here in 1,000 Points of Light. Even though we don't play a lot of prog rock, metal stuff, or hard rock, I think that he has a debt that needs to be paid by everyone from Dave Grohl. I mean, Dave Grohl's everywhere, so he needs to pay everyone a debt, or he has a debt to pay to everyone. But from that to really anybody. And so also before that, A Passage to Bangkok, we heard that from 2112. We're going to wrap things up with Spirit of Radio from Permanent Waves. I'll see you next week here on WMFO.